So we're holding on Yud Testament Aleph. We did last week the sugya of Esei Dechalois Esei of Menana Eiris and Menana Nisuin. I left off with a kasha that we have to Mirtz Hashem get back to another time, but we'll start a brand new sugya this week, Mirtz Hashem. Okay. So the Gemara says on Daf Yud Testament Aleph, brand new Gemara. Mace Loi Mace. Taner Abaranu Min Hamikdash Lo Yetze. It's where's Abe? Five line down from the bottom, from the top. Mace Lo Mace. Taner Abaranu Min Hamikdash Lo Yetze. Lo Yetze Imoyen. Abal Yoytze Hu Achrehen. Keitzad Hein Nichnes Vuhu Nigla. Hein Nigla Mu Nichsa. So the Gemara says that when he's following the Mace, the Kohen Gadol we're speaking about, the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to directly follow the Karov that died. Kohen Gadol has restrictions because he is not allowed to become Tameh. Although a regular Kohen has the ability to become Tameh if one of his Zion Krovim, the closest Krovim, his family members, is Nifter, but that restriction is still restricted on the Kohen Gadol. And therefore the Gemara says he has limitations on how far and how close he is even allowed to approach. It's like we were talking about, like I said in the movies, like when you're following someone. So you know, he turns the corner, and then you turn the corner, and then you make sure that you can't chop that he's following. You have to know how to follow people. So that's a hey niglin, hu mechusa. You have to follow in a certain way that they're not going to be chopped. So there's a certain distance. Good. V'yoytze ad Pesach. So what did the Mishnah say? Go back to the Mishnah. Meir says, where is he allowed to go till? He's allowed to go up to the Pesach Shara Ir, up to the entranceway of the city. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, he's not allowed to leave the Beis HaMikdash. Nothing about the city. He's not allowed to leave the Beis HaMikdash Bechlal. Good. Zok the Gemara, Shapir come Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda, and the Mishnah has a good time. It says in Pasuk, what does it say? Umin HaMikdash Lo Yetze. So what's Rabbi Meir saying? Where do we get anything about an ear? It says, Umin HaMikdash Lo Yetze. Parenthetically, I quoted this a few weeks ago when we started the Perek. Rabbi Yosef Engel has a fascinating Chiddush. There is an incredible machlokes that's no gledina bizman hazeh regarding the ear atika. I have in my shir in YU. The guys, when they come back from Israel, they get very sensitive about whose yeshiva is better. So they get, you know, like the Shabbatons here, it's all about, you know, Reshit versus Nativ and Torah Shra. You know, they're all fighting with each other. So when I was teaching them about this halacha, I said, this is the Nativ sugya, Hadakotel sugya. Why? Because in the Ir Atika, according to Shitas HaRambam, there is a halacha that if you shake the lulav for the entire week in the mikdash, your yoytze a mitzvah deoraisa. So the Rambam has a chiddush against Shitas Rashi. The Rambam holds mikdash is not defined as the Beis HaMikdash itself, but mikdash means the entire Yerushalayim. Rashi holds that that's not true, and this has also ramifications about blowing the shofar on Rosh Hashanah that falls out on Shabbos also, that mikdash is different than not mikdash. And the Rambam, again, and Rashi have that same debate. Is it mikdash meaning all of the Ir Atika, the old city, or mikdash means mikdash itself? So Rabbi Yosef Engel, that's a machlokes the Rambam and Rashi. Rabbi Yosef Engel says it starts from our sugya. It's actually the machlokes Tanoim here. Look at what the Gemara the Shapir Kamar Rabbi Yudah Amar Lachar Meir Yehachi LeBeisay Namiloi Eliyachi Kamar Min Hamikdash LoYetze Mikdushasa LoYetze. So Rabbi Yosef Engel adds more to the Gemara that according to Rabbi Meir, you can really understand that mikdash doesn't really mean mikdash, and it means we darshan kedushaso lo yetze, but mikdash can really be all-encompassing to include all of Yerushalayim, like Shvitas HaRambam, and it doesn't only restrict the actual mikdash. Fine. The cave into Islea Keira lo yasi liminga. Since there is enough of a distance and you're making enough of a hecker, it's recognizable. Lo esi l'mingo, he's not going to defile his kedusha and he's not going to touch the body. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda says, no, agav mirare dilma mikri va'asi v'noga. No, Rabbi Yehuda was concerned that no, if we allow him to go and to get, approach closer and go all the way to the end of the ear, then that's going to cause him to not be able to hold himself back, and he's going to touch this body. Fine. So that's an interesting rabbinic angle as an aside, that this might be now have more ramifications about how you define mikdash in totality. Does it refer to Yerushalayim or not? At the end of the day, the Gemara sounds like this is all a din derabbanan. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir were talking about and learning halacha, whether or not we're concerned if the Kohen Gadol is going to not be able to control his emotions, and he's going to become tamei if we now allow him to approach and leave the mikdash to follow after the mace. And Rabbi Meir says, no, we're not concerned. So it sounds like that's a halachim d'rabbanan. The problem is as follows. If you look at the Ran on our daf, I have on the sheets, the Ran points this out. Again, there is a halachim. There is a distinction in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. There's a distinction in the Torah between a Kohen Gadol and a Kohen Hedyon. A regular Kohen has the ability to become Tameh if one of his Zion Krovim is Nifter, is Mace. Okay? That halacha does not apply to a Kohen Gadol. He is not allowed to become Tameh. He's not allowed to be Matam himself. And the Torah says he's really not even supposed to stop doing the Avodah. He's supposed to continue doing the Avodah. Oinein of Kohen Gadol, the Gemara says, is not Mechal Avodah. The Avodah is still kosher. It's a tough thing to grasp. It's definitely difficult to swallow. But that's the halacha. That's the distinction between Kohen Gadol and a Kohen Hedyon. So that's the main halacha. And the Ramban holds, that's it. Look at page Kuf Lamed in the Ran in our Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda, Oimer, Eni Yotze, Min HaMikdash, Nemar, Min HaMikdash, Lo Yotze. Oimer HaRamban Zal. The pasuk in the Chumash that's telling us that Din D'Oraisa is talking about what? The avoda in the Beis HaMikdash. That by a Kohen Gadol, if he works when he's an Oinein, when he just had someone in his family that died, he continues and it's not Mechal the avoda. Kedarshino Kamon, like the pasuk says later on in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Oinein Minolag Sivim Min HaMikdash Lo Yetzev Lo Yechal, the pasuk is talked about when it says Min HaMikdash Lo Yetzev Lo Yechal. But any other Kohanim, like a Kohen Hedyo, he defiles the Avodah. And this also is what's learned out of Masechet Zochim. Listen to what the Ran says. A proof to the Ramban. So therefore the Ran says, our whole Gemara about what the distance, when the Levi is going on, how close can he come? Can he leave the Beis HaMikdash or can he only go up to the city, to the Gvul of the city? That's all Midrabanon. Because Midoraisa, the Ramban already told us, what does the Torah distinguish between a Kohen Gadol and a Kohen Hedyo when it comes to the halacha is specifically Avodah, whether or not the Avodah is kosher or not. The Torah never said anything about following the this is all rabbinic halachas. And now the Ran says, and I'll prove it to you. Did you read the Gemara that we just said? To be svara ba'alma plihi. Because it's just a svara. Rav Meir savar came into islay akeira lo yasi lemiga. Rav Meir holds since that you're leaving a line of demarcation that he's not able to what? To go up until after the city. So he's going to keep himself, he's going to hold himself back. You discover, no, Rabbi Yehuda has a svara that agav mirare dilma mikri v'noga. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, since it's going to be so, he's going to be so heartbroken, he's going to come and touch. So what the Ran just did, is he said something, I think, very obvious. But basically, you read our Gemara, they're arguing within svaras, which now basically brings home the point that Mida Oraisa, when you want to know biblically what is the halacha relevant to a Kohen Gadol when it comes to his aninos and his avelos, that just has to do with the avod and the Beis HaMikdash. There are no halachos regarding where he's allowed to go, where he's allowed to leave, how close he's allowed to get to. This is all rabbinic issues of whether or not psychologically we're concerned whether or not a person is going to come and touch the mace and he's going to be matan himself. Right. So I'm saying that's true. That's true. But what happens if he's not in the middle of the avodah? So now we're asking, is there a din d'oraisa that he can't leave the Beis HaMikdash? So the Ram says, no. Look at the svaras of the Gemara. The svaras of the Gemara is he going to be emotionally attached? Is he not going to be emotionally attached? Are we? These are all rabbinic type concerns that are not talking about what biblically the Torah was talking about, which was, is the avodah kosher? Is the avodah pasul? On a level of the d'oraisa, the Torah said nothing. If he wants to walk outside the Beis HaMikdash, says the Ramban will say, absolutely he can. Midrabbanan, they made restrictions because they were nervous that he might become Metame himself, which would be a problem. The problem is, the end of the last line of the Ran on Kuf Lamed Aleph, on Kuf Lamed Aleph, he says, Apal Pishim, Yiloshan Aramam Zal, B'Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mashma Dahavi Yisira D'Oraisa. If you look at the Ramam and Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Ramam disagrees with the Ramban. And the Ramam brings down our Halacha, and the Ramam says that leaving the Mikdash, I'm sorry, we're leaving Yerushalayim because he passed like Rav Meir, that is a din d'oraisa, and that's included in the din of Kohen Gadol, is not metame himself to the Zion Krovim, and that's one of the distinctions between him and the Kohen Edyon. So I ask you, if that's the case, how does he read our Gemara? Doesn't our Gemara seem to say it's not based on the Drasha, but rather it's based on rabbinic svaras, psychological svaras? How can you tell me that that's based on the din d'oraisa? So I didn't realize this. But I looked back, Mark said this a few weeks ago, and he's 100% right. When we began the parak, Mark said this svara, and I looked back, and it actually is one of them. Rabbi Yosef Engel has an essay in his Sefer Lekach Tov, and he says there are 18 examples in the Torah of when Chazal saw that the Torah itself acted rabbinic. What do I mean, the Torah acted rabbinic? It's an oxymoron. The answer is rabbinic mitzvahs, rabbinic commandments were to safeguard the Torah. But also mishmeres l'mishmarti. They wanted to create a safeguard to the Torah. Certain times, the Torah itself, on a biblical level, created a safeguard. L'mashal. One of the examples is the Ran in Pesachim writes, why is there an isser to own chametz? Says the Ran, because we're worried that a person who eats chametz the rest of the year, if he's going to be allowed to own chametz, he's going to come to eat chametz. What do you mean? Owning chametz is an issa d'oraisa. That's biblical. Yeah, says Rabbi Yosef Engel, this was an exception to the rule, where the Torah itself took on a rabbinic nature, and took on a rabbinic personality, and set up safeguards for their own laws. Says Rabbi Yosef Engel, you know what another example is? Shita Sarama in our Gemara. The Rambam understood that this gather of maybe he's going to come touch, this was an example of Minamikdash lo yetze, the Torah itself set up a safeguard for its own laws. And therefore said, not only can you not be metame, not only can you not contaminate yourself, we're now going to restrict you on a biblical level about where you're allowed to get to. Because if we don't, then we know you're going to come and defile the other halacha and become contaminated. So now, this machloikis, the Ram and the Ramban, will now have a machloikis how to read our Gemara, which ultimately is now going to have ramifications whether or not this is one of the examples of the Torah creating up safeguards for its own halacha. Fine. Let's skip down to the topic of the night. The next Gemara I'm just going to skip because it's just different details about the way the Nechama and the Nechama Avelim process happened, either when the Kohen Gadol was the Avel or when the Kohen Gadol went to be Menachem other Avelim. There was different placements, how they set up the line of people and how they set up who stood next to the Kohen Gadol, and that's the details of the Gemara and the next Gemara, and we're going to skip that. Okay. So let's jump to the Gemara at the bottom of the New Testament. So the Mishnah says that a melech loydon veloydon enosa. A melech cannot judge; he cannot be a dayon, and also they don't judge him. He's not a nidon. Okay, that's the Mishnah. Amar Rav Yosef, listen to the qualification of the Gemara. Amar Rav Yosef, Loi shanu ela malchi Yisrael. Aval malchi beis David, don vidon enos. We know
from Jewish history that there were, although there was really only supposed to be one Shevet of Malchus, there was only supposed to be Malchus based of it, but history, you know, history presented itself that wasn't necessarily everyone's opinion. And there was another Malchus Yisrael, that was great. So there are many different halachas that are not parallel necessarily for Malchus Beis Tavon and Malchus Yisrael. Number one, the din is an iser to sit down in the Azara in the Beis HaMikdash. Okay? Malchus Beis Tavon is allowed to sit in the Azara. Right? Malchus Yisrael is not allowed to sit in the Azara. So that's already one area that you see already that Malchus Yisrael doesn't have that din of being the classic Melech that Akash Baruch Hu envisioned to, and in its Shem L'Asa level, there will not be a Melech from Malchus Yisrael, it will only be from Malchus Beis Tavon. So now the Gemara says that this halacha of Lodan Lodan and Oso doesn't apply to applies to Malchus Yisrael, but doesn't apply to Malchus Beis Tavon. What does the Gemara say? Tichsiv Beis David Koya Ma'arshem Dino Laboiker Mishpat. The Pasuk says, where's this Pasuk? In Yirmiyahu. That the Pasuk says by Beis David Koya Ma'arshem Dino Laboiker Mishpat. Vi loy dainin le inu hechi dain. Vaksiv is koshu v'koshu. Vamrish lachish kshat atzvacha v'achach kshat achir. So what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says that the Pasuk says in Yirmiyahu that what? That Beis David is going to be Dan. But Reish Lakish taught us, based on a drasha of Iskoshu Vakoshu, a fascinating principle, that you don't have the ability and you're not qualified to be a judge if you don't have the ability to be judged yourself. Which is a very important point for our understanding about people need to be to judge and only can act as a judge if they themselves have been in such an experience and understand what it means and what the person who's being judged is going through right now. That's what the Reish Lakish is saying. Only if you could be in that situation can you understand the situation itself. Good. So it must be that Beis David can be judged. Yeah, what? If you say you have a bias, meaning that bias means you were in that situation.
Correct. They're concerned that you may be partial towards one side.
Really? Really?
Like if someone's judging about a broken leg, if someone else broke your leg, you won't allow you to be juror. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Interesting. So if I in my past, I went to jail for a certain, for stealing or whatever, and we're judging that, I'm a puzzle? Interesting. Yeah, so it is. It's exactly the opposite. Okay. Not the first time. Yeah. I don't really want to tell you what Rav Soloveitchik thought about it, the cult concept of jury. He actually wrote in his notes on Sanhedrin, in his Shiurim on Sanhedrin, about how the whole jury system is the biggest farce in the world. I'm saying, yeah. I'm a son of a doctor, so yeah. Yeah.
If a nurse don't try,
yeah.
You're a nurse, you cannot be also.
Okay, so it's against Reish Lakish. So Reish Lakish says, "Kshreid atzmo havach kshar achir miskoshu v'kosh." So Malchus Yisrael, my time aloy. So what's the reason Malchus Yisrael not? So fine, you found me a pasuk to tell me Malchus Beis David. Yes, that doesn't tell me Malchus Yisrael. Why not? Well, what's the reason a melech is now out of the court system? This is a little bit of a strange halacha. Says the Gemara, no, my time aloy misha maisa shahaya, because of a story. Listen to the story. The slave of Yanai HaMelech killed someone. So Shimon ben Shetach, who was who? Shimon ben Shetach was who? In relationship to Yanai HaMelech. It was his brother-in-law. So what did Shimon ben Shetach say? L'chachomim. Tnu eneichem boy v'nadununu. And we should judge him. What does that mean? It means he right now has a nidon because his property, his eved, is now chayav misa. So now you, as the owner, have to come to court and to be judged as the baal din. Shalach le'avdecha katol nafsha
Say they said your Eved killed someone. Shadrelu shachli ta'ant namilahacha, and you should also come. V'huad bebalov, because the Torah says by misas ashor v'huad bebalov yavo balashor v'yamod al shoro, that the balashor has to come and be there b'shas the psak din about the shore that killed, and you have to stand there at the time of the judgment. Amar Torah yavo balashor v'yamod al shoro. Asa v'yosef. So what happened? He came and he sat. And Amalek sat. Amar lei Shimon ben Shetach, Yanei Amalek. Shimon ben Shetach said to his brother-in-law. Apparently, there was some difficulties in the family. Didn't start. It started a long time ago. Amor al raglecha, v'yayidu b'cha, and they will testify against you. B'loy lefanenu ata oimed, and you're not standing in front of us. But rather, you're standing in front of the person that the Kadosh Baruch Hu said, "Vahaya olam ata oimed." Shneimar va'amdu shnei anoshim asher la'im ariv. Amar loy. So what did Yanai say to him? Loy kishita oimer ata, ella kimasha yomru chavercha. No. So Yanai said, "Oh, I see something going on here. Who's the only one talking to me? Shimon ben Shetach." First of all, was Shimon ben Shetach one of the Dayanim? So I don't think so. Why don't I think so? Because he's his brother-in-law. So that's why I think Rashi says that Rashi would say, Tznu einechem lo duno bedin. He was telling them that you should judge Yanai Melech. I think that he was possible because he was a brother-in-law. So Yanai Melech now turns back to Shimon ben Shetach and he says, how come you're the only one talking here? What about your other buddies over here that are part of the Sanhedrin? How come they're not telling me to stand up? So he says, when your friends tell me to stand up, I'll stand up. It's getting a little heated. Nifne le'yemino, he turned to his right. Listen to this. Kov shupneim bekarka. So all the rabbonim achashuvim on the Sanhedrin were terrified, and they started looking down at the ground. Nifna l'smolo, he turned to his left, the kov shupneim bekarka, and again, they're all trying to not make any eye contact with Shimon ben Shetach. Amalan Shimon ben Shetach, Shimon ben Shetach, no, it's Shimon ben Shetach. Shimon ben Shetach would turn to him. Amalan Shimon ben Shetach, bali machshavos atem. Look at you, thinking about all these different cheshbonos and considerations, how am I going to mess with Yanai HaMelech? Yovo Baal Machshavis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should come, the real Baalim on all the Machshavis, anyone who's a Choshev in the world, the Yifra Mikem Yad, and he should punish all of you immediately. Bo Gavriel, Gavriel HaMalach came, the Chovtam Bakarka, and knocked them against the Karka that they were staring at, and trying to not make eye contact with Shimon ben Shetach, Umesu Ba'oisei Shah, and all of the Sanhedrin dropped dead. Amru, they said from here, Melech loydon v'loydon enoso. From here we see that Melech is loydon v'loydon enoso, lomeid v'loymeid enoso. It's complicated, and this is the reason. This is the reason. Good. So again, why Malchu Beis David did not apply? Because they have a pasuk. They have a pasuk. Comes the Toysa Rosh. If you should look at your Rabbi Kiva Eger that's on the copies. Let me just quote you Akasha the Toysa Rosh. When was this pasuk stated? I quoted a pasuk from Yirmiyahu. At that point in time, there was what? Both Malchei Yisrael and Malchei Beis David were being judged. Nothing changed yet. The Maaseh Shehayah never happened. Maaseh Shehayah happened years later. Comes along the Toysa Rosh and asks the following question. Hikshe Rabbeinu Meir. Maiko Matlig Rabbi Yosef Ben Malchu Beis David LaMalchu Yisrael. Midichtziv Dinu LaBoiker Mishpat. V'ho Ba'ahi Shaita Shenem Ar-Aposuk Hoyu Malchu Yisrael Donin. That's the Rosh that the Reb Kiva Eger is quoting. At that point in time in Jewish history, everyone was being judged. Also Malchu Yisrael. So listen to what the Rosh answers. And this is where we'll get to the Reb Kiva Eger. This is a very important yusay that comes out of the Tosa Rosh. Miu, Holoi kasha. Dilma mistama. Kevan da kodesh baruch hu tziva lehem behedya ladun. Lo hoya chachomim goizrin aleim shelo ladun. Chihai gavna beperek ezo aneshach. I'm going to read you again. Miu, holoi kasha. Don't ask me this question. Dilma mistama. Kevan da kodesh baruch hu tziva lehem behedya ladun. Once HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Pasuk in Yirmiyah says that you should, that David should dan, which obviously means, according to Rish Lakish, that David should be done, nidon also, because it's kosher v'koshu. Lo haya chachamim goizrin aleim shaloi lod. And just like we have, when it comes to ribis, Torah says, Damrina hasan div derabana gazur shalol alvers nachim ribis, yosmin dechayev uparach vaksiv la nachri sashach. So the Gemara says in Bamitziha that the Rabbanon wanted to prohibit giving ribis to a guy. And the Gemara asks, how can you prohibit it? The Torah says, La nachri sashach. So that's the Tais HaRosh. What's the question? The answer is, says the Tais HaRosh, a big yesoy that we see the Rishonim were already mechavin to. But this is something that we quoted on Shavuos night. There is a chiddush amongst the Gedolei Achronim. Chazal and the Rabbanon do not have the capacity to prohibit something midrabbanon that already from earlier sources midraraisa, you see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that to exist. So says the Tais HaRosh, that's the exact same logic that's going on in this Gemara. It's true. The Pasuk was before it was relevant to make the Gzeirah. And the Gzeirah is only rabbinic. But once the Rabbeinu Shel Olam revealed that he wants Malchei Beis David to be able to judge, so that was out of the capacity, that already is a source for later on that Malchei Beis David would not be included in the gzeira of judging, of not judging a melech. From the fact that I find a pasuk, that is going to be relevant for later generations, what Chazal will make gzeiras on, what Chazal will not make gzeiras on. So says the Tais HaRosh, that's why Chazal were only allowed to prohibit Malchei Beis Yisrael. Malchei Beis David was never an option. Why was Malchei Beis David never an option? Because the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu. What do you mean Pasuk in Yirmiyahu was way before? Yeah, but Chazal have to look at the Psukim in order to decide what they're allowed to make Zeres on, what they're not allowed to make Zeres on. This is what I quoted on Shavuos night. The reason why the Taz says, why can't you say the reason why you can't blow shofar is because you're not allowed to play an instrument? It's a much better gzera. Everyone has trouble understanding. Come on, you're carrying. Is this really true? Is there even carrying biblically? It's a tough time. It's a tough reason. And are people going to really carry shofar? How many people are carrying shofars in the first place? That's the reason you asked it on Shabbos? It says the Taz, I have a much better reason. You're not allowed to play instruments on Shabbos and Yontif. So you shouldn't be allowed to blow the shofar. Midrabbanan, they should prohibit it. Says Taz, you can't have that because the Torah told you to blow a shofar. And the Rabbanan are restricted and not able to prohibit something that the Torah already acknowledged and said that you're allowed to do. Now, what's interesting and what I brought from this Rabbi Kiva Eger, because if you look at your Gemaras, in the Gilyon HaShas, he quotes a Shara Melech, which is Rabbi Kiva Eger's notes on the Gemara. He quotes a Shara Melech in Yisrei HaTorah. And he highlights this in this Rabbi Kiveger. You have it there, Adi, the Rabbi Kiveger? Yeah, Rabbi Kiveger right there. So what he points, let me just summarize. What he points out is, there was something very fascinating in the language that I read to you in the Rush. And it could be that this would be a disagreement with the Taz that I presented. What happens if the Torah says something is mutter, but it never said that something is a mitzvah? The Tais HaRosh used the language that it's a mitzvah for David to judge. Since it's a mitzvah for David to judge, that's why Chazal do not have the capacity to prohibit it. What happens if the Torah didn't say it's a mitzvah, but the Torah said and referred to this situation as something according to the Torah's eyes being mutter, but it's not a mitzvah? Would that be an example of this as well? The Taz has this discussion in the issue of whether or not a person could sell non-kosher food. The Taz has his chiddush about whether or not selling kosher food. He thinks that Chazal were restricted because of a pasuk that says beferish that you're allowed to. Not that it's a mitzvah, that you're allowed to. So you see that the Taz is extrapolating this din of Chazal being restricted of making zeiris even to what the Torah acknowledged as a hetter. But Reb Akiva Eiger thinks in the Tosfos Rosh you don't have such a proof. And the Shaar HaMelech thinks it could be only in situations where it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah for you to do what you did, like the case over here, where it's a mitzvah for Malchi Beis David to judge. But just because the Torah said something is mutter, not necessarily does that mean that now Chazal don't have the ability to prohibit it, that mutter thing. This will have a lot of ramifications with when what the Koach of Chacham is. The problem is, the Tosfos Rosh gives an example. His example is lending to a goy. What mitzvah is that? Lending to a goy. How can you say that what the Tosfos Rosh meant was to restrict to mitzvahs if what? If lending to a goy is only a heter. The Torah said, the Lodach Risasha, I have a chiyuv to lend to a goy. Is a mitzvah in lending to a goy? Chazal wants to say it's usher to lend ribbis to a goy. That's probably a safeguard for first of all, happens, what? So there are some Rishonim like that, but that's not the Pashtus. Right, no. That's not, it's Machlokes the Ram and the Ramban. Yeah, so there are some Rishonim, but that's not the Pashtus in the Gemara there. So that's the Kasha. So how are you going to learn over here? Unless you say, I saw in the footnotes in the Reb Akiva Eiger, he wants to argue, no. And this is important halacha to remember. There's a Mordechai that I often like to quote. When people get a little bit, go through difficult phases in their jobs. And they say, I had it already. And I want to just be Isaac in mitzvahs. So the Mordechai writes, and it's Nogeil Halacha. The Halacha is in the Ramah in Hilchah Shabbos. The Ramah writes that if a person is going with Dvar Mitzvah, he's allowed to get on a ship Erev Shabbos. The Ramah makes a distinction between going with Dvar Rishos and going with Dvar Mitzvah. So the Mordechai quotes from Rishonim that one of those examples is to go and get a Parnosa, to be mefarnes your family. That's Hoylech L'Dvar Mitzvah. I believe he quotes it from Rabbeinu Tam. That's also considered Hoylech L'Dvar Mitzvah. So perhaps, the footnote there wants to say, perhaps that was the situation. This person was trying to make money, and that was what the Torah said. For this type of person that is trying to make money, he's trying to be mefarnes his family, so that was a Dvar Mitzvah, maybe that could fit with the Tosfos Rosh. However you slice it, you see something fascinating in our Gemara. The whole underlying theme in our Gemara, at least according to the Tosfos Rosh, is this nekuda of Chazal being restricted in their future gzeiros and takonos based on earlier psukim and the way the Torah presented its vision for the future, either based on a mitzvah or acknowledging, like the Taz says, acknowledging something being mutter. What? Because before this Taz, before I would have just said, Rabbanan are in a different tier. They can ask for things with the Rabbanan, and they can set up safeguards. What's the difference?
Until what?
What's the difference if Chazal makes something up entirely? I never heard of this concept called Mukta. It's a totally rabbinic concept. There's nothing said in the Torah about it. Yeah. So we have a pasuk in the Torah saying, Leisafter menadavar yamin ismol, shal avicha v'yagetcha v'zekenecha v'yarmilach. Chazal had the ability to set up the laws that they think are appropriate, how to live life. So they can ask for a mukta. So now, okay, so let them make up a new Shulchan Aruch, whatever they think is appropriate. And honestly, if I'm having trouble with malachim and with kings, and this is getting out of hand, and people are dropping dead, so I'm not going to draw a distinction between Malchi Yisrael and Malchi Beis David. No. Honestly, if I was this Gemara before the Tosfos Rosh, I would have said, this is crazy. If you're really concerned about people dropping dead, and there's things happening like this in the base, so then, across the board, you should ask for all kings to be judged, because that's what you're concerned. No, the answer is I can't. Because the rabbis are limited in their capacity. Because the pasuk's just telling me on a level of deraisa what was mutter. No. Okay. Right. It takes the whole upshot. Okay, I hear.
But you have to get... Even that, you have to figure out, because Chazal can get rid of mitzvahs also. Yeah. Shefer on Rosh Hashanah. Shev al Taisa. They don't have, Rosh Hashanah is only, Lemigdar Milsa is only if it's Vekumbese. But if it's a Shev al Taisa, they do have. Right. But you're right. It's much more of a chiddush what the Taz says if you understand it as laheter, as what the terrorists acknowledge was mutter. So now Chazal don't have the ability to prohibit it, even if in society and the way things are happening, Chachamim are really meeting in avad and they're saying we really have to prohibit this because things are getting out of hand. The Taz says we don't have that capacity, we don't have that ability. The Taz is sorer than Avshe. Yeah. But I'm saying that this Gemara is a mocker. This Gemara, according to the Tezer Rosh, is a mocker that we have in Rishayim. Yeah, that's what's Geshmak. Taz quotes no one. The Taz just says, he has a bunch of kashas in different areas, in different halachas, and he says, Sfar de Nafshe, that if the Torah said something is mutter, Chazal can't, they can't go against the Pasuk. Yeah, that's what the Taz says. Rabbi Kiva Eger restricts this Tosfos Rosh, and he says it's only Ladvar Mitzvah, so it's not as big of a chiddush like David's saying. But from the Taz, it would be that, no, once the Torah made a statement, even if it's about giving a nevela to a goy, which is not a mitzvah, or giving a ribbis to a goy, which pashas is not a mitzvah, according to most Rishonim, that's also something that Chazal don't have the ability to answer. They don't have the ability to prohibit it. Malchi Beis David, it's not because it was a mitzvah. It was the Torah just said, a pasuk talking about them judging. Chazal don't have the ability to ever prohibit that eventually. But if you look at the Rambam in Perashat Mishnayos, the Rambam had a different understanding of our Mishnah entirely. The Rambam says, not like the Tosfos Rosh, and he doesn't answer that question of how does the pasuk help you, which is a fascinating question of the Tosfos Rosh, but he says it was a psychological difference. You look at the Rambam, find it. You have it? Rambam is Perashat Mishnayos. No, you for sure have it. The question is if we find it in time. You have it there? Okay, I'll say it outside because I can't find it right now. I don't know why I can't find it. Anyone find it in the back? Right before the Nebuki Yosef. Kitzer. The Rambam says, you look at Malchei Yisrael, you look at their personalities, and there were Eisvars. There were Avaryonim. And there were people that were rebellious. And there were people that were going to walk in and make a whole show. Like it's like that is C. Yeah, exactly. The Rambam says, Malchei Beis David are people that play by the rules. Oh, here we go. Says the Rambam. Fascinating Rambam. Zeb Malchus Beis Yisrael Bilvad. Why? L'vishahayu avaryonim b'malchusam. Lo you mishabchem ashiflus, lo you nechnan ledibrei Torah. They wouldn't be mevatel themselves, and they wouldn't bow down in front of the words of the Torah and be machnia themselves in front of the Torah. Avol malchei beis David donim v'donosam levishihem yoydim haTorah. Lo hayu rabbeinei ashiflus va'achnol ledibrei Torah shemalchusam
Al pi atayra lo yigre mimenu avnoseim amar akosav al bidavid ko amar Hashem dina lebekar mishma. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that pasuk, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying, their malchus is al pi atayra. Their malchus works within the system of the Torah. Their malchus wasn't something mechudash like malchus Yisrael. So Mimela, they're going to act appropriately within the malchus. So when they're called to be judged, they're going to come and be machniah themselves to the judge and to the halachas. So this whole story is never going to happen, says the Rambam. The Torah is already saying in Yirmiyah, that this is only shayach a story to malchus Yisrael. Malchus Beis David is dinah lebeker mishpat, is someone that will continue on the normal path. There's a sefer over here that I have here, Emunah Sitecha. It's the Mashkiach of Torah V'Das. It's from Moshe Wolfson, Rebbe of Rav Avram Shor. Listen to his drasha. It's a Meirdig drasha. Quotes the Gemara in the beginning of Parsha Shreit. He quotes our Gemara. Melech in Don V'Don V'Mishum Maisa D'Yanei HaMelech. Fine. Yesh Loimer B'Siyat D'Shmai. Listen to this word. D'Zeu Merumas B'Kro. You can read a pasuk in Tehillim and already find hints to our Gemara based on this pasuk in Tehillim. Oim dois hayu ragleinu b'sharecha Yerushalayim. Sharecha, the sha'arim, he makom ha-mishpat, kayadua. Sha'arim often in Chazal is referring to the shara mishpat. Okay? V'zeh mizmor, David HaMelech Amru, samachti ba'oimrim li beis Hashem Nelech. David HaMelech says in Tehillim, in Kuf Chav Beis, I am happy when they say to me, Beis Hashem Nelech. Uma Shayach Ba'oimrim Li, what does he mean when they say to me? Vakavona, She Beis Din Karulo, Beis Din is calling him, Lahoid, to testify. V'hu Sameach, V'loi Choshvu L'Pchisat HaKovid. And he doesn't take it as, Chizas Hakovid, like the shtick of Yanai Amelech. Afal pi, what does the pasuk say? Afal pi sha'oim dois hoyu ragleinu. Even though they're what? Sameach li boimrim li lodun lahoyit. Afal pi sha'oim dois hoyu ragleinu b'sharecha Yerushalayim. Even though the halacha is that when I come and testify, v'omdu shnei anoshim asher lahem ariv, you need amida. I'm still sameach. Bisharecha Yerushalayim, sheyitzarech lamoid aragluf. Bishorei ha-mishpat mikol makom sameach. He's still happy. V'hoyil, since, v'donin oisoi, memeila isa, so then what? Isa b'iskoishu v'koishu. V'hu yochel lodun gam acherim. Now halacha kicks in. Now I am a valid dayan to judge other people. Because I am able to be judged, and I am able to be a witness, and to be involved in the other side of the spectrum. But lachein amar chachar kach, listen to what Moshe Wilson says, continue in the pasuk in the kapitel and tehillim. Kishom yoshvu kisois lamishpat. Kisois lebeis David. Ki beis David gamkin yoshvim al kisos. Zog David HaMelech, since I'm sameach boim dois Yerushalayim, b'sharech Yerushalayim, since I can be judged and I can be vom dushnei anoshim, so b'meilo, the capital continues, what? Yoishmei beis David, yoishmei malkisos lemishma lodin acherim. Now I have the ability to judge others. Hoyol v'donin oisai. V'loi kemalche Yisrael. Not like the other kings. She'enem yoishmim kisos lamishpat. That they're not able to judge. Why? Because they're not sameach in oim doisoyu ragleinu b'shiyareach Yerushalayim. Because they pull shtick and they say, who's telling me to stand up? Who's telling me to stand up? She'en yori kosu b'shem she'en om dilfnei adonam hayoshvin alakisei kishadonu noisam. Rabboisai, the last question, we're finished right now. We have a lot to, Tosfos gets into a lot of different questions. The Gemara says in Kiddushin, in Shavuos, look very quickly at the Tosfos Dior Masli Yanei HaMelech. Gemara in Shavuos tells us that when a Talmud Chacham comes in, that what? That a Talmud Chacham does not have to stand. Talmud Chacham does not have to stand. Why? Hayatei v'hayatei, says the Gemara. Atei dekavod atayra odif. So therefore, we let him sit, and he can give testimony when he sits. That's the Gemara in Shavuos and Daf Lamed Amud Beis. So ask Tosfos Akasha,
Whose kavod is stronger? A melech's kavod or a Talmud Chacham's kavod? So says Taisus, I have a one litmus test. Who's allowed to be meichel on his kavod? Talmud Chacham. Gemara says with fair, Talmud Chacham is allowed to be meichel on his kavod. Who's not allowed to be meichel on his kavod? A melech. Says Taisus, the kavod of a melech apparently is greater than the kavod of Talmud Chacham. So why don't we just apply the Gemara in Shavuos and say what? And say that the melech should now be allowed to sit because he's no worse than the Talmud Chacham, and the whole story shouldn't have started in the first place. Why did Shimon ben Shetach make this mistake? And I don't want to ruin it for you, but the Ran actually says on our Gemara that Shimon ben Shetach did make a mistake, and this whole thing could have been avoided. But Taisus doesn't go that route, and we need to answer this question. If a melech can't be moichel, which means his kavod is much higher than a Talmud Chacham, and a Talmud Chacham is allowed to sit because the Gemara says kavod atayra is adif from the mitzvah of standing, so then a melech should also be allowed to sit, and the whole story shouldn't have begun.